This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
All33.com. Meet your new work chair. Get active, be active, and sit in motion all day, relieving your stress and aggravation. Use code CHAIR20 for $100 off your order.
Liquid Web, one of the top hosting providers around. Save $49 off all VPS plans with code BINGO49.
CrowdCow, the marketplace for high-quality craft beef and meats from farms and ranches around the world. Use code MMA15 for $15 off your first box.
Mattress Firm, mattress buying made easy with lowest prices and comfort guarantee. Save 10% off with code MMANUTS10. Defense Soap, the world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 479.
479-a!
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show, MMA fans, former fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. Always seems ridiculous when I'm doing that, but when I add the sound effect, that it's fucking legit.
Always premature, it seems.
Yeah.
I can time it when I see the chair moving, but like, I don't know.
There's a delay.
Always.
I forgot to tell you, I had a good story from last week. So I was... And I think we were talking about how when people are out, they're kind of zombies and not really paying attention. So last week I was out, I think it was shopping at the Menards, and I'm the pedestrian in this scenario. The other week I was in my car and there was a pedestrian walking in front of me and walking slow, getting in my way, and someone was freaking the fuck out over it. So now I'm the pedestrian and I have the fucking right of way. I don't care if you're a car. So I'm just walking in front of vehicles as they're like stopped at the end of an aisle in a parking lot, figuring they're not going to try to run me over. I start going, fucking chick just tries to run me over.
Whoa.
And out of my mouth comes, "You fucking twat." And I didn't even
say,
I don't know, but I didn't even know that was in my repertoire of shit to say. That's just like something that comes from a place that I not know.
Anger pool.
Really
angry. I think there's like a disconnect between reason and logic, and it goes to that place you constantly shut off, that, you know, you tell it's quiet, simmer down, it just comes out.
But I don't think I've ever said twat out loud. You know,
do you think it though? Is that a word you think?
No,
that's weird.
I don't know where it came from. It's the universe. Maybe that's the word that woman needed to hear.
Was she mad?
I don't wait around.
Well, okay, good point.
I'm going to my truck. I got my cart, got my shit. I don't need to wait around. I got it out. She has a problem. That's her problem. That's not my problem.
Well, I get you. That makes a lot of sense. Never be there for the crime.
That's right.
After the crime.
It outdone.
Yes.
So what's happening with you? As I would preface this again, my power's gone out twice. Once when we first started. So I'm ready. I'll fucking Natalie Silva this shit if I have to with a laptop.
You know? You might have to use your cell phone because you need internet service.
Maybe.
I like that one. The red. You have a strobe light one?
No. I could...
That's creepy. I'm all right, man. I'm in the process of moving, and this weekend I'm gonna be in a new place next week, and I'm out of silverware, so I got the old red Solo cup here.
Yeah, cha-ching.
I learned something. This one doesn't have it. This is actually not a Solo cup. It's like Trinet or some shit. Did you know that on Solo cups, the different things, they're actually demarcations of ounces? Did you know that?
No idea.
I learned that this weekend. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Because you know, this one doesn't have it, but they have different ridges at the bottom and top. There are different ounces, like 1 ounce, 2 ounce, three, and there's like a 12, 16, 20 or something.
Are there numbers on the cup or are there just lines
and
you
need
to know?
It's just lines. You just need to know what they are. So they're used for like bars and shit use them so they know how to like, you know.
Cheat you out of liquor?
Yeah.
How much do we got water down this fucking guy's drink?
Exactly.
This much alcohol, this much everything else.
Yes. Make it taste good.
Yeah.
So what's new? What's the news? What's the story?
We had a UFC this weekend. May have been, and you notice how nobody's reported what the pay-per-view buy rate was? Why is that?
I don't know.
Why is that? Headlined by Amanda Nunes fucking just big sistering Felicia Spencer for fucking I don't know how many 10-8 rounds Nunes got, but it seemed like all of them. Garbrandt murdered Asuncao, and then Sean O'Malley murdered Eddie Wineland. But I will say this. How about the fucking hairdo on O'Malley? I got to share this because that I know he was wearing like cornrows during the fight, but God,
multicolored.
Damn, that is fucking legit, man. I want hair like this.
I think this is the direction I'm heading, minus the color.
I think you could pull this off and go.
No color though, but I think I have a feeling my hair is going to look very similar when it grows out more.
Yeah.
So that's pretty crazy though.
Well, that's a bold statement. I think you should make it.
Is it, what's with all the colors? Do we know?
I don't know. I didn't get the feedback or the input on what was going on with that.
Okay.
So we had that happen.
Mm-hmm.
The next card coming up is absolute dog shit. It may be the worst one in UFC history.
Yeah.
Where I'm not even going to talk about it. I mean, what was the main event? It was like Jessica I versus Cynthia Bio or something. So you have the number, and Jessica I is ranked number one. And it tells you something about the women's division. And Cavallo is number 10. And there's no one else ranked in the top 10 on the fucking cup, the whole entire card. So, Mimrello?
Yeah. In, out, done. Well, maybe they're saving it all for the big July card, huh? Isn't it July, August? There's three title fights, or is it the Fight Island card? Are you still there?
Yeah. I'm trying to think. So UFC 251 card, whenever that is, where they announced all those fucking banana, like eight title fights.
There's three title fights. Three title fights. I don't know. I don't have this. I can't.
I got it. Usman versus Burns. Go ahead.
Volkanovski with Max Holloway.
Number two.
And then who else is on?
Jan versus Aldo.
That's it. Okay.
Then you have Namajunas versus Andrade 2. And Paige VanZant versus Rivas.
That's a solid card. To kick off Fight Island, can we just segue into that since we're
out? Yeah, go ahead.
So there's a video on Facebook, if you look it up, where Dana talks details about Fight Island, and it's going to be in Abu Dhabi, in an island off of Abu Dhabi, right? Because apparently the regulations and things are very lax there, and they can do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
And it's happening.
Do you want to see it? Here's the island.
Oh, I haven't seen pictures. What?
Somehow, this is the island.
Yes, island. Is that a joke?
No, that's Yas Island. This is Abu Dhabi, right? So here's Abu Dhabi.
Okay.
Zooming in. So how is that a fucking island? You riddle me that.
Well, I mean, because it's surrounded on all sides by water, man. They created an island, I think, for political and other reasons.
Well, so, I think they're getting a boatload of money, but anyway. Flavor.
But I just wondered, why Abu Dhabi? It's in the middle of fucking nowhere. Is that the whole point?
Well, I think because they're probably getting paid bank by some fucking oil whatever guys that own everything, you know? Yeah. Hey, why don't you guys put on some fights over here? We'll give you $10 million or trillion. I'm not even probably sure trillion. How much they want to go. But
some sheik is sitting around in his harem. He's like, I am bored. I need to have excitement.
I have
bring
four
me
wheels.
Fights! Bring me fights to Abu Dhabi!
That's right. Yeah. Now give me the guy on the four-wheeler doing the fucking donuts.
Yeah, that was
in
the best.
His fucking epic garb. I want to be that guy.
You want to be that guy for sure. Yeah.
But driving Bentleys in the desert.
Pretty crazy because I know that part of the world has some pretty strict rules about certain things. I wonder who's going to be the first UFC fighter to get in some kind of trouble over there.
I don't know.
I don't think you can drink there, can you? Isn't drinking not allowed?
I don't know all the rules, but that wouldn't surprise me. I think Dana was saying that to have fights there, it's more strict than anywhere in the U.S. I mean, thinking about if they just had a bunch of fights in Florida and then we just had the one in, the Apex Center. Fuck, man. I don't know.
Kind of scary.
Yeah, but I feel a little let down. I wanted some Island of Dr. Moreau kind of shit, like some real legit island.
Okay.
He says it's on a beach, but I feel like I got sold some wolf tickets here.
Well, I mean, technically, it's kind of on a beach, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it is an island, but I wanted it more remote. Like, I wanted the UFC to be the only thing around. There's, like, a fucking Ferrari test drive track or something on there. I think there's a Warner Brothers. It's all sorts of other shit. And somehow, a UFC fight. Maybe they're just going to put it on the beach. I'm not exactly sure, but there's a mall, shopping mall, Warner Brothers, Waterworld.
Waterworld.
I thought that was a shitty movie, but I kind of liked it.
Well, I'm with you. It was terrible, but it was also enjoyable at the same time.
Right.
I don't, you know.
Maybe it was the chick that was in it. She got naked.
She did?
Yeah, I forgot who was in that. She was pretty hot.
Who was in that movie? I don't remember. Anyways.
It's a lot of work. I have the fucking internet right at my fingers.
Yeah, fuck that. Let's move on.
That's fine.
Hey, we have another... Oh. What?
Every time I hear that, that's what I gotta say.
Okay. Stipe Miocic and Daniel Cormier all set for UFC 252 on August 15th. Cormier posted a little, I think, Instagram photo of him and his iPhone having signed his name on the dotted line. It's official. What are your thoughts?
Finally. It only took him, what, forever for Miocic? Well, it took Cormier to guilt this guy, I think, into a fight where they basically said they're going to strip him of his title if he doesn't say, I'm going to come back and fight. And then the next day, hey, man, I'll figure out how to fight. I'll figure out how to open up a training center. Yeah, it may not be ideal, but you'll get your shit together. I'm good for that. And I'm picking Cormier to win and go out as champion. Because fuck Miocic.
I think it's a toss-up. I really do.
Well, it's whether or not Cormier wants to follow a game plan. He got so used to the striking in the first one that he KOs him, and then he does it in the second one, and he has not used his wrestling.
Like, no, well,
dump everybody. He's throwing Josh Barnett. He's throwing all the heavyweights in the Strikeforce tournament. He comes in the UFC. He's fucking ragdolls Dan Henderson and fucking Gustafsson and fucking everybody except for Miocic.
Well, maybe that's the strategy. He wants saving for his wrestling for the third fight.
Maybe. But he's looking like a little portly, so
yeah,
he's got some training to do too.
He does.
And then how about this one? They said Alexander Gustafsson's moving up the heavyweight. He's coming out of retirement to fight Fabricio Verdum. Like, what the fuck, man?
I think he's got that one.
Yeah, I mean, Verdum looked like dog shit in his last fight against Oleg. Mm-hmm. So
yes.
I love that fight. It's interesting to see, because some of that guys, who was it, OSP, who moved up the heavyweight, was not successful.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Gustafsson can pick him apart.
You think so?
He should be able to box him up.
Yeah.
But it's a matter of, like, is he going to have enough power to put him away at heavyweight? Hard to say. He'll definitely have the conditioning advantage, that's for sure.
And the reach advantage, yeah.
Yeah, he should. So, that'd be interesting.
I got something I want to share with you.
Go ahead.
If it works. Share screen. So, Tim Sylvia, having some problems with that arm that Frank Mir broke a few years back. Looking kind of nasty. He says, so my arm's been giving me problems for over a year now. The screws are backing out from my arm break when I fought Frank Mir. My doctor contacted the UFC because it was paid for by them the first time, sort of, under workman's comp. The UFC says it's not their problem and will not cover it. I don't have insurance and it's going to cost well over $10,000 to get fixed. Any thoughts on what I should do? What do you think, Matt?
Well, I'm kind of confused. Like, how does Tim Sylvia not have $10,000 to pay for a surgery? That's step one. Step two, his fiance started a GoFundMe for him, and they've raised, I think, over $15,000 of the $20,000. But I think the bigger question is, why is the UFC not providing healthcare for former fighters, and especially a former champion who kind of probably helped you build the sport a little bit, you know?
Because they don't have to.
I understand they don't have to, but look at all the other leagues. Everyone else takes care of their own, don't they? Like when you look at Major League Baseball and football, and I know they've had to fight for that, but they finally
football had to fight for it. We saw that movie Concussion. I mean, that was, and I think it's something similar is going to happen. There's going to be have to be enough guys with problems where there's like a laundry list of issues that come out, and they can say these are all the things that happen that you know post career with fighters, and there has to be a lawsuit. I doubt the UFC is just going to step in and take care of them. I don't see that happening.
No, but it seems like it's just bad press, and maybe it's just part of. It seems like Dana White just wants to claim pandemic for everything. Like, what do you want me to do? We're in the middle of a pandemic. I'm putting on events. I'm not cutting pay, blah, blah, blah. Because, like, transitioning over to, like, what's happening with everybody retiring. So you see, you know, John Jones is talking about, oh, I'm having all these problems, and fuck it, I'm just going to sit out then, or release me. Henry Cejudo just basically retired and said, I forgot who he was on Rogan's podcast, and he said he'll come back if he can fight Volkanovski at 145 for the title, so he could be a title holder in three different weight classes. You have Nate Diaz, who's been retired for like all the time. Jorge Masvidal just said he's not fucking fighting until he gets paid. And then Conor McGregor retiring for I think the third time in 4 or 5 years. So, like, what the hell is going on with everybody?
I think it's they're trying to stay relevant. Well, definitely McGregor. I don't know about John Jones. Maybe John is taking a play.
He's always relevant.
There's a playbook there somewhere, right? Stay in the media, stay relevant, retire, unretire. I think you got, you know, guys have learned over the years, and I don't think any of that shit's true. Like John said, oh, any promotion will pick me up, and maybe I won't get paid as much, but I got value. I'm like, well, that doesn't make any sense. So you want to go fight somewhere where they pay you less? That's stupid. Why would you do that? That makes no sense at all.
Yeah.
Although Bellator, I mean, would probably pay him pretty good money, I'm guessing.
Or fucking 1FC or one of these other KSW, who knows? I mean, there were always offshoots back in the day, but I don't see the UFC releasing anybody. They're just going to fucking tie up contracts again.
Yes.
Like, we'll put you on a shelf until you're ready to come play ball.
Isn't that like that Randy Couture thing with the one fight left on his contract?
That went on fucking like 2 years of shit. And still probably unsettled to this day.
Yes.
I'd imagine it's probably still going through the court system. But
yep.
Is there going to be a time or a point in time where ESPN goes, hey, we need some better fights than you're giving us because there's no fucking stars. Because everyone's going to sit out. Because look at this last card. Are you fucking kidding me? When you're headlined by... I'm going to shit on these women, but what the fuck, man? Like, that is not a main event.
I don't want to shit on them, but fuck them.
I'm sorry. That's not a main event.
No, it's not. There hasn't... You know, pandemic or not, there hasn't been a card that I've been, like, super jacked about in a while. I mean... Thinking back, I got to think far back to be like, yeah, I'm so excited.
Well, maybe I think the 249 was because that was a solid card. And then it was the first time back, first sport back for, you know, everything. But then we're not real, like this 250 dog shit. Like,
251
come on.
Will be good, I think.
Yeah. But I mean, I think they're just doing that in that case because you're doing Fight Island, you're doing Abu Dhabi. You probably need to do them a solid because they're probably giving you millions of dollars. So they get the fucking great fight. But I know ESPN will get some of the benefit because I think they do a 50-50 split or whatever it is. It was way better than what they were getting from cable. So it's probably better than 50-50. So maybe, who knows, 75-25, 70-30, 70 going to the UFC, 30 to ESPN. But out of all those fighters, when we're talking Cejudo, John Jones, Nate Diaz, Jorge Masvidal, Conor McGregor, who do you think's the first fighter that'll have a fight in the UFC after their so-called retirements?
Conor McGregor.
You think he's coming back first?
Well, yeah, and here's why. I think he's a businessman mixed in with a fighter. And this, if he's doing this kind of shit, I think he has a plan. So if they offer him something that sounds reasonable, he'll take it. I don't think he's afraid to fight. I think he wants to get paid. So if they're like, all right, we'll pay you. And he's like, fuck it, I'll fight. You know, where John, you know, he's, I don't know about John. And Cejudo, I don't know. Well,
he's not a draw. That's him. He's kind of out of the equation. All the other guys are way above where that fucking guy is.
Yes. And so I don't know. Speaking of Cejudo, can we segue?
Mm-hmm.
So we got, did you see this video of Mike Tyson and Cejudo?
Mm-mm.
Tyson's showing Cejudo his famous combination here. Oh, no. Oh, my God. Stupid Facebook. Here we go.
And side note, when you share a screen, it blows up my whole computer.
It does?
It's like I can't even see my documents anymore.
He's showing his combination, like his deadly, you know, like a uppercut to the body combo. But
like liver shot, liver shot.
Yeah. What's scary to me is like Mike's still got that ridiculous speed and power, you know, and Cejudo over there training, looking solid. And this was Mike right there, like inside, up close, you know, he's going to hit you with a couple of really good, nasty uppercuts. And then that hook, bam, puts you down. I'm wondering, what is Cejudo doing? Because there's talks of him doing boxing and all this stuff. Do you think this guy is going to end up transitioning over to boxing?
No.
No?
Could he? Maybe. But fuck, he's got a lifetime of wrestling and then a handful of MMA. It's going to be hard to transition to boxing because who the fuck wants to see Cejudo box anybody? Who the fuck wants to see Cejudo fight anybody?
I don't want to see Cejudo do anything.
Right. I don't. The guy is Mr. Cringe.
Yes.
That's all he's good for. I mean, do I want to see him fight Volkanovski? Sure. I watched that, but just because it's – I would like to see a guy go for a third belt and a third weight class, I think, from a freak show standpoint, not – from an entertainment standpoint. I mean, will that fight be entertaining? Probably, but
yeah,
I don't know. That guy's just weird.
Super
and I
weird.
Think he was doing some like wrestling shit with Mike Tyson too. I thought they were at like a WrestleMania or something.
I
don't follow it, so I don't know.
Maybe that's why they're training, because they're already hanging out, you know?
Could be. Yeah, it's weird. I saw The Athletic posted an article. This is more just informational. They asked 170 fighters, and it said, including more than a dozen current and former UFC and Bellator champs, how they would change the rules of MMA if they had a say. And here's what some of them had to say. It's my dream to headbutt someone. This is a female UFC fighter. I'm always on top, and a nagging little part of me always just really wants to headbutt the guy, another Bellator fighter or a Bellator fighter. If they're elbowing me in the head, why can't I use my head to hit their face? UFC fighter.
Wow, three in a row.
Yeah. If some asshole is trying to choke me unconscious, I should be able to bend his fingers whatever way I want. Like, okay. At the end of the day, if I could roundhouse kick someone as hard as I can to the skull, I don't see why I shouldn't be able to bend your pinky finger back. It's ridiculous, and that's illegal. And it's ridiculous that it's illegal. Like, I don't like that small joint bullshit.
I don't either. I'm
out with
bullshit.
That. I'm okay with the headbutts, but. And then the last one says, yeah, have at it. If I wear an awesome cup, I take groin shots all the time. I walk right through them. That all depends on your own equipment. A lot of people that I know that train, they don't even wear a cup at practice. I'm like, you're a fucking idiot. I will take a dick shot and walk through it. And that's a former UFC fighter arguing in favor of groin shots.
Wow. We used to be able to punch the groin and shit, right?
Yeah. I don't think the groin shots adds to a good
Or the
fight.
Small joint manipulation. Like someone's going to like manipulate someone's pinky toe or some shit. Like the whole, that just sounds dumb.
That's like a foot stomp. Like what are we doing here? Like, breaking a finger, it seems like a bitch move. Kicking someone in the balls sounds like a bitch move. I think you can open up some of the rules, but I think you need to have some shit in there. Because, all right, do you want to bite people? Is that what you want to do? Little girl,
no,
like, biting?
I don't want to see
I'll
that.
Bite your fucking ear off. I want to Mike Tyson you.
I'm okay with the headbutts, I think.
Yeah.
They'll be all right.
Yeah, because, I mean, they were effective back in the day. Ask Mark Coleman, you know, fuck.
Headbutts, you know, and headbutt, yeah. Elbows from anywhere.
Knees from it. I want to see knees to a grounded opponent, too. Like, knees to the head. I would like stuff where there's positions that people are stalling out shit, where if you allowed strikes and grounded opponent, there's no such thing as a grounded opponent. One hand, two hands, I'm going to go, fuck, hit them, strike them, solder kick them.
If you're touching the ground, you are not grounded.
That's right. And it's fine. It's why are we playing these games? I have my hand down. I don't. There's a fuck. Hit the guy. Knock him the fuck out. So
I'm all for it.
It sounds like fighters are game, so let's open the rule set up a little bit. And why can't they do this shit on Fight Island?
The point, they could.
Damn, man. Missed opportunity. You have any other news as I'm scrolling back through?
I got one last thing. Okay. Vanderlei Silva hit while riding his bike in Curitiba, Brazil a couple days ago, suffering injuries, including a fractured foot and multiple abrasions on his face. He said if he wasn't wearing a helmet, he might have died.
Yeah, it looks like his face isn't pleasant right now.
It's pretty fucked up. So, I mean, still
looks like someone hit him in the face with a fucking cack.
Yeah, it's scary as ever. So, you know, it's weird. We were just talking about him last week, I think, right? And there he
is. What? What are you saying, Ingo? I am ready to UFC you. UFC you. Okay, Vanderlei. Take a seat in the back of the bus, buddy.
Yeah. That's all I got for this week.
Okay.
What else you got?
Let's take a look. Oh, let's go with a little blast from the past. So back in June 1st, 2014, pull up a little article from our website. This is interesting. It's some of the things you forget about MMA. Stipe Miocic particularly smokes Fabio Maldonado.
Mm.
Oh, no, in round one. I don't even remember that those guys fought at fucking heavyweight 6 years ago.
USA Today. Man, those are different times back then.
Those are the days, right?
The heyday of our website.
Yeah. And then the
partnerships.
Yeah.
We were much younger back then, Matt. I looked at old videos of us. So
we were.
We were really young. And now we're just old and sexy.
Seasoned,
yes.
That's right.
Men age gracefully, so we're lucky.
That's right.
I saw, not to cut you off, but speaking of aging gracefully, I saw a post today by some BJJ guy, and he was saying that it's a man's responsibility to take care of his body, because you never know when one of their children is going to call on him to be the emergency escape button for a situation. Mm. And he's like, you owe it to your kids to be in fantastic shape always. And I think I agree with that. It makes sense.
I train right now like my life depends on that.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
Yes.
And I haven't had that in a while. Like, I would say, think back to when we were training Krav Maga and fucking in the gym. I'm like, I train like I'm going to die if I don't survive whatever this fucking encounter is, and that's what I think we should be doing, and just to stay healthy right now and try to get outside, get some sunlight, try to be as fit as you can, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. Here's the next article I found from June 2nd, 2014. Joe Rogan says Vitor failed a drug test that led to TRT ban. So I dug a little deeper on that one, and I found a different article which has more detail that I didn't send in here, so I can't tell you.
Oh. Okay.
So take that. Why don't you put that in your pipe and smoke it?
I will.
Fuck.
Pontificate. That was the, you know, I don't want to be like, oh, the past is the best, but that era in MMA, that like two and a half year span.
Yeah.
Where everybody was TRT'd up. I mean, it was the best in MMA. You had Vitor, you had Frank Mir. Remember Frank was all like, I got to get bigger. I just gotta get huge because Prague is so big. I gotta get big.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, everyone's like, no more DRT. Like, oh man, everybody had therapeutic use exemptions. It was like everyone, not a single person didn't have it.
It was the shit. I mean, those were the best of times. And then the USC wanted to get all clean and try to fuck up everybody. Like, And the weird thing, I forgot to say this too, like Cody Garbrandt was talking after he had won his fight, might have been at the post-fight press conference. Mm-hmm. He was saying he couldn't remember the last time he gave a blood test, and he fucking suspects everyone's on EPO right now.
He does?
Yeah. I may be paraphrasing and or putting words into his mouth, but you can get the gist of it. I got one more article I want to pull up. I'm almost there, about 2 minutes away.
You're I have 2 minutes date away written from down. Up the article?
Yeah, it's a June 6, 2014. So I just got to find it on our site here. I think it was on page 7. Page 7. Go.
All right, I'm ready.
What date did I say?
Pouring. June 7th? Maybe?
Yes, I think so. It all works. June
6th. So, in the action here, folks. I can do a little jig for you. I'll go get my guitar and play you a song while you're doing that.
June 6th. Oh, here we go.
You turn everything sideways in your basement?
Huh?
Did you move your shit around in your basement?
What do you mean? Did I turn everything sideways?
I don't know.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I feel like you're sitting on the wall that's usually to the right of me.
And I am. I turn my computer to face the wall just because it's more interesting to look at versus. Okay.
Meanwhile, behind me, there is nothing.
Some of the other angles. Okay. I think I finally fucking got this. All right. Great. Now let's share a screen.
The suspense is
fucking. If I can figure out what goddamn window I need to open here, fuck me. Let's try this one. All right. Vitor Belfort, this is, remember when he shared all his testosterone results?
Mm-hmm.
So here's one where it was just 855. You're like, that's not too bad because the range is 300 to 890. You're like, that's okay. February 7th, 2014. That's a little bad, my friend.
1400.
1472. That's bad. Wow.
That's really high. Remember when I had my test and I thought I was at like 1900 or something crazy? And
then
it was
There's no fucking way.
Like I'd be dead.
Yeah.
I think naturally I'm in the high 800-900 range, but
see?
I'm not big though, so I don't know. I was never blessed.
I'm unnatural and I'm in that range. Right. That's where I try to stay. Like 800-900 was good.
Okay.
Not too much, just a little bit.
Not too much, not too little.
Yeah. Let's do a little chick pick of the week. Let's see what we got shaking here. Valerie Lareda hanging out. She likes to party. She's at the pool. Little pool party, Ingo.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck, what are you up to? Can't zoom in.
What's up, baby? How you doing?
What's happening? What's happening?
It's got a nice tan going and everything. I like it.
Yep. Got 8,000 things open and no way to minimize. All right. Tweet of the week. First one goes to Jorge Masvidal. He's saying, why make me fight for half of what I can make on my last fight? Because the other dude can't draw. And then we have a reply. It says, Jorge, I can draw. And I don't know why that makes me laugh, but it's Dana White getting a little, I think he's getting his pap smear. Isn't that what they do?
It's COVID test.
You're frozen. What's happening? Everything stopped. We're not recording.
Okay, here we go. And we are back, sort of, maybe?
Kind of. That's weird. It's flip-flopping because it's when I'm talking, I have green outline. So is it fucking every people up? How's that? I don't know. I'm sure it'll all work out and or won't.
Yes. So what happens when you get bad storms
or bodies start slapping. Let's move to tweet number two. Now you're Vanilla Sofa me. I don't know if I like this. It's not Halloween, Mr. Weigel. Let's see. Oh, Tommy Tohold. Let's bring him up here.
Still in the mix?
Yep. He says, if O'Malley gets a rear naked choke, I hope he whispers, "Taste the rainbow," in his ear while he does it with his fucking sweet hairdo. I fucking want to see it. Moving right along. I don't know why your green screen is freaking me out.
Green screen, how?
Because when I'm looking at the video, like when I'm talking, I have the green highlight. And then when you talk, you have the green highlight. So it's almost like it's flip-flopping the image for whoever's talking.
I don't know. It's gallery view. Problems of the Zoom.
I'm sure it'll work out.
It'll be fine. I don't know what'll happen. Worst case scenario, nobody will care.
It'll be totally fine. Don't worry. If you only see me half the time, it's probably best. Yeah, let's do some ass and nuts. Would you be okay if the UFC cut half its roster?
I mean, yeah, if they put on, I would be fine if they would put on like one good card a month or every 6 or 8 weeks and just it was stellar and only had the best of the best. But I don't know if they can sustain that business model. Probably not.
Not when you need to do a card like every 2 days to get your $750 quadrillion. So.
Mm-hmm.
Why did Masvidal's striking look so much better against Diaz than Connor's did?
Why? I don't know. Do you know why?
I think because he wasn't afraid to lose. I think Connor had a little fear and probably a fear of conditioning, right? Because you know Diaz is hard to put away.
Yes.
Like, fuck. I'm probably in for a 5-rounder. First one, well, it depends too. First one didn't go his way and he gave up his neck. And then the second one, he did well, faded, and then came back. But I think when you look at Jorge, he's just like, fuck it. I'm just going to fight. We're going to see what happens. I don't give a shit. And Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. Pound sign, nuts roll. Pound sign, Matt Rabe train. Pound sign, Ingo Sugar Daddy. Says, today, guys, I don't have any questions since it's been a difficult week for me. However, I want you guys to know that I am continuing my diet since January of this year.
Yes.
Even during quarantine, and I lost more weight. I have officially lost 24.2 kilos, or for you guys, 53.3 pounds. Thank you.
Amazing.
I weighed around 276, and now I weigh around 222 pounds. I'm very proud of myself and going to continue to lose weight. It says, take care, guys. So keep it up. Like we were talking about earlier, train your fucking life depends on it.
And mm-hmm.
That'll give you some motivation because there's some shit going on. You just be ready. Just be ready.
Be ready. It is our job to stay in good fitness. And it doesn't mean you can't have a night where you're like eating everything in the fridge. You just can't have seven
there's
nights.
Your pose for
it. There you go. You just can't have seven nights like that, right? You could have one. It's okay, you know?
Yeah, it happens.
It happens sometimes. You have a little too much fun and you start eating everything.
Yep. Fuck, Mary Kill, Celebrity Edition number 95, Hollywood Give Me Wood number 22.
My favorite.
Let's start with, moving here, share screen. Let's try this one.
Oh.
Anna Kendrick.
She's all right. Not my favorite.
Keira Knightley.
I like her. Mm-hmm.
And Natalie Portman.
These are all very similar. This is a tough call. I think I would marry Natalie Portman. Fuck Keira Knightley and kill. Who's the first one? What's her name?
Anna Kendrick.
Yeah.
I think I'd.
Those legs are messed up. They're like little stick legs. What's going on there?
Here's the deal. I'm going to get one leaf of lettuce. I'm going to throw it into the middle of the octagon and then let the three ladies fight it out to see who gets supper. Okay. And then I kill them all because I want no part.
Not enough meat for you, Matt?
No. I don't even think you can put them on the Baconator diet. You can't even Johnny Hendrix these bitches. I'm sorry. No. They're out.
Yeah.
You got any knowledge for the week?
I'm thinking, not really. I didn't watch too much TV or anything this week. So what about you?
No, I didn't watch much. I've been running around. I think we've both been on the run.
On the run and outside.
I mean, running and gunning.
I'm running down a dream, Matt, like Tom Petty.
That's what it's all about. It should be running down the dream. Mm-hmm. All right, let's shut down. I know this video is wonky, but I'm sure it'll all work out. I got to do some
it's
editing.
It's going to be good. It'll be fine.
I think whoever's talking gets the fucking screen. Whoever's not doesn't. So.
Oh, that's just a setting on your end, I think. You'll be good.
Well, I think it made me host, so it probably fucked everything up.
No. It records everything in the right. We might have switched spots. That's possible. But worst case scenario, it'll all be okay.
It'll all work out. I'm not worried. It'll all work out, kids. Or not.
Extremely close.
All right, shut down. Oh, no.
This week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffiths. Thanks for playing.